These Buffalo Public School students aren't just happy to be out of math class. Tuesday, they were guaranteed free tuition to college. Over the next 20 years, that will cost around $100 million. So far, $15 million has been raised thanks to the generosity of wealthy locals and the Say Yes to Education Foundation. Its founder, George Weiss, envisions the initiative as no less than the catalyst for Buffalo's renaissance.
That difference, $15 and $100 million, is going to have to come from the residents to ensure this just doesn't last 5 years, 10 years, but it lasts and turn around Buffalo forever.
To qualify, students must live in Buffalo, attend a BPS school for at least 4 years, and graduate in or after June of 2013. In the meantime, the community's deepest pockets will be subjected to pleas for donations. Some of those calls will come from Blue Cross CEO Alfonso O'Neill White, who says he has no doubt the $100 million goal can be met.
$50 million was raised to restore the Darwin Martin House, and in a relatively short period of time. So if they can do that there, we know that we can do what we need to do here.
Syracuse adopted a similar program 4 years ago and has seen its dropout rate reduced by 44%. High school junior Robin Fawn woke up Tuesday morning thinking about winter break, not college.
I heard first period that there was going to be an assembly, and I didn't really know what it was about until we got here.
She and hundreds of her classmates at Buffalo Visual and Performing Arts gathered together in the school auditorium and were told they could count on a college education.
Before, I was probably going to college, but it was going to suck my mom dry, and now I can go for free. Yeah, I know a lot of people who weren't planning on going to college, and I think now that if it's free, they'll definitely go to college.
But the only students who will receive 100% of the benefit are those who have been in BPS schools starting in kindergarten. Those who enter in ninth grade will see 65% of their tuition covered. And this year, seniors are out of luck, as the program doesn't start until next year. But for a school system that graduates less than half of its students, there's certainly plenty of room for the program to be effective in the long term, says organizer Alfonso O'Neill White.
This is not a flavor of the month program. It's not a project. It's a commitment to a journey.
But even if the city is infused with college-educated locals a few years from now, there's still the question of where they'll find jobs. The Oshai Foundation's Bob Joya says that will work itself out.
Most people will tell you that there are jobs out there, but there isn't the workforce trained in order to meet those jobs. And it really is about educating folks and making sure that they are prepared for whatever career they're looking for. We would say to all of these kids, if you go to college and if you graduate, you will get a job.
City leaders say the tuition promise will encourage people to move into Buffalo and send their children to its public schools, thus boosting both the economy and education system. While $15 million has been raised so far, $85 million more is still needed to pay for the program. In Buffalo, I'm Daniel Robison.